This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today with two bullet points, both of a theme. Point number one from the show last Friday, our weekly wrap, in which I asked Felix Salmon what that day's distinctly lousy report on second quarter gross domestic product. And remember, the economy here grew at a subpar 1.2% rate on an annualized basis. I asked Felix what he thought about that.
I just look at these figures. You know what I think?
I don't know.
Japan.
Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two, and I swear we did not set it up this way, but point number two is this morning the Japanese government, mired deep in its second decade of a stuck economy, announced a big government stimulus program. So, with that in mind, and with the reality that the economy we have today is increasingly likely to be the economy on Inauguration Day, what, pray tell, do the candidates propose to do? Gigi Duban gets us going.
When it comes to infrastructure, the presidential candidates are all about spending. You have Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. As early as the primary, she proposed spending $275 billion over 5 years to help create jobs, among other things. Kent Hughes is a public policy fellow at the Wilson Center.
And she looks at a world in which we have record low interest rates and lots of opportunity in terms of infrastructure.
Opportunity is putting it mildly. One report from the American Society of Civil Engineers said our bridges and parks are in such bad shape, it'd take $3.6 trillion to get them up to date by the year 2020. Republican nominee Donald Trump told Fox Business News Clinton's proposed $275 billion isn't enough.
Well, I would say at least double her numbers, and you're going to really need more than that.
That is so not in line with fiscal conservatives, says Kevin Esterling. He teaches political science at UC Riverside. But he says this is Trump we're talking about.
I think it's just consistent with who he is. It's what he knows. He builds things, right? He wants to build a wall. That's like a major infrastructure expenditure right there.
But let's just say the next president gets to deal with a sluggish GDP growing at about 1.2%. Is spending money on infrastructure the answer?
I mean, it might be the answer just based on long-run growth.
Gabriel Chodorow-Reich teaches economics at Harvard University. He says that spending can boost employment and productivity. But on the flip side, he says it makes the Fed more likely to raise interest rates, which might put a damper on things in the short term. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.